If you're looking for a defining image of New York City's history, you'd be hard-pressed to beat the black-and-white poster of a group of workmen sitting on a steel girder eating their lunch high above the rooftops of Midtown Manhattan. I'm sure you've seen the image. It was taken on a warm autumn day, the 20th of September, in fact, in 1932, as 11 workmen sat in line smoking, eating sandwiches and reading the newspaper. They were perched 800 feet up in the air during the construction of the Rockefeller Center. Everybody, I think, knows the photo. Nobody knows, though, who took it. And for most of its 80 years, nobody has known who actually features in the photograph. Well, some of the mystery is resolved in a new documentary, Men at Lunch, which opens in cinemas this weekend. It was made by two Irish brothers, Sean and Eamon O'Coolan, who have established the identity of at least two of the long anonymous workers on the girder. And Sean O'Coolan joins me now from our studio in Connacht. Sean, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Miles.
First of all, set the scene. What was New York like back in 1932 when that photograph was taken?
It was a tough place. It was a tough place to be a worker. Unemployment there at the time was at almost reaching 25%. So all this was going on below the men's dangling feet. If viewers can imagine the picture, the men sit nonchalantly on the beam, and they give no clue or idea or any more information as to what's going on below their feet. But below their feet, the city is on its knees.
They were lucky to have jobs, weren't they?
Yeah, that's it. Now it's very easy to look at that picture and look at the height that they're at and say, God, look at the height of their, how could they do that? But they had to do that, and they were glad to do it. They were the lucky ones.
Fast forward several decades to Whelan's Pub in Shaneglish in County Galway, where you were having lunch when you saw a framed photo of that poster on the wall. What did the publican, what did he tell you about it?
Well, what beside the photograph was a note from the son of a local immigrant who claimed that his father and his uncle were two guys on either end of the beam. One guy looking at the camera, the only one looking at the camera, and the guy on the far left getting his cigarette lit. And when we inquired some more from the barman, publican Michael Whelan, he told us, yeah, that in fact that photograph had been sent to him, a note had been sent to him by the son of a local immigrant, Pat Glynn, and that he swore that his father and his uncle were on the beam.
Segment 1.
If you're looking for a defining image of New York City's history, you'd be hard-pressed to beat the black-and-white poster of a group of workmen sitting on a steel girder eating their lunch high above the rooftops of Midtown Manhattan. I'm sure you've seen the image. It was taken on a warm autumn day, the 20th of September, in fact, in 1932, as 11 workmen sat in line smoking, eating sandwiches and reading the newspaper. They were perched 800 feet up in the air during the construction of the Rockefeller Center. Everybody, I think, knows the photo. Nobody knows, though, who took it. And for most of its 80 years, nobody has known who actually features in the photograph.
Segment 2.
Some of the mystery is resolved in a new documentary, Men at Lunch, which opens in cinemas this weekend. It was made by two Irish brothers, Sean and Eamon O'Coolan, who have established the identity of at least two of the long anonymous workers on the girder. And Sean O'Coolan joins me now from our studio in Connemara. Sean, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Miles.
First of all, set the scene. What was New York like back in 1932 when that photograph was taken?
It was a tough place. It was a tough place to be a worker. Unemployment there at the time was at almost reaching 25%.
Segment 3.
So all this was going on below the men's dangling feet. If viewers can imagine the picture, the men sit nonchalantly on the beam, and they give no clue or idea or any more information as to what's going on below their feet. But below their feet, the city is on its knees.
They were lucky to have jobs, weren't they?
Yeah, that's it. Now it's very easy to look at that picture and look at the height that they're at and say, God, look at the height of their, how could they do that? But they had to do that, and they were glad to do it. They were the lucky ones.
Segment 4.
Fast forward several decades to Whelan's Pub in Shaneglish in County Galway, where you were having lunch when you saw a framed photo of that poster on the wall. What did the publican, what did he tell you about it?
Well, what beside the photograph was a note from the son of a local immigrant who claimed that his father and his uncle were two guys on either end of the beam. One guy looking at the camera, the only one looking at the camera, and the guy on the far left getting his cigarette lit. And when we inquired some more from the barman, publican Michael Whelan, he told us, yeah, that in fact that photograph had been sent to him, a note had been sent to him by the son of a local immigrant, Pat Glynn, and that he swore that his father and his uncle were on the beam.